FMR CIA analyst Saylor, Biden lied. No plan to stop allies being slaughtered by Nazi Taliban. By Pam Key on August 16, 2021. Former CIA analyst Matt Saylor told MSNBC's Nicole Wallace Monday on her show Deadline that President Joe Biden lied to the American people during his address on the chaotic evacuation of Afghans that worked with our military over the last 20 years. On Biden's speech, Saylor said, "I was appalled. There was such a profound bald-faced lie in that speech. The idea we planned for every contingency? I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I have been trying to tell our government for years this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour." He continued, "I have Afghans on the ground right now who are telling me the Taliban going door to door in Kabul and making lists of people who used to work with us. They're telling them with smiles on their face, evil smiles. They will be back for them once we leave. So we either take them now, or these people are going to die. I have been trying to tell anyone who will listen that this is a never again moment in the making. This is an administration that seems to be a profound champion and defender of human rights. Well, sometimes, human rights have to be defended at the barrel end of a gun. The Taliban are a modern version of the Nazis." Saylor added, "I'm not going to sit and list eastbound to a president that I voted for. I was happy this man took office. I'm now appalled at that speech. I'm not going to sit here and have him lie to the American people. We did not plan as a government for this contingency. The American people, the advocates who have been pleading with the government, did plan for it. You can go to our website, evacuatorallies.org. We have had a plan. We have receipts. I put them on social media. No one got back with us. No, no, I'm not going to let them get away with this. We have to take these people. We have to take them now, or they are going to die." He concluded, "These people went on to the next unit and the next mission time and time and time again. And how dare us to even contemplate leaving them behind to, again, what I consider to be a modern equivalent of the Nazi Party." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.